AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At least four people dead, some 800,000 customers without power this morning after extreme weather swept across southeast Texas late yesterday. Houston hit hard. ABC's Mika Hatfield is downtown.
We were down here when this storm blew through downtown, and I can tell you it was a very, very scary experience. The wind was so strong. People we've spoken to have said it's been worse than hurricanes that they've either covered or been in Houston and experienced. The streets are blocked off because there are buildings that the windows are just falling out of.
The New York Times reporting that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito had an upside-down American flag flying in his yard just days after the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The inverted flag viewed as a Stop the Steal symbol used by some Trump supporters. Alito says it was his wife's idea, not his. The White House moving to ease federal rules on marijuana, changing it from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. This is ABC News. Today marks 20 years since the first legal same-sex marriage in the U.S.
20 years ago, two women, Marcia Kadish and Tanya McCloskey, became the first same-sex couple to be legally married in the U.S. The momentous event happened in a courthouse just after midnight in Massachusetts. Throughout that day, 77 other gay couples tied the knot across the state. In 2022, President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act to require states to recognize marriages performed in other states.
Today's a good day.
Yeah. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
California state lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban anti-aging skincare products from being sold to children under 13. This includes many over-the-counter skincare and cosmetic products like moisturizers that contain ingredients such as vitamin A and alpha hydroxy acids, which is meant for mature skin. Industry reps argue that the bill is unrealistic and say it would be largely impossible to enforce. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin Thursday. She spoke to black voters in Milwaukee about the administration's efforts to create economic opportunity.
You see the signs around Milwaukee and around our country brought to you by the Biden-Harris administration, and you see a crane and you see shovels in the ground.
Harris also talked about forgiving student loan and medical debt and improving access to housing. The Green Bay Packers will play at least five games on national primetime TV this football season. The NFL released its regular season schedule Wednesday night. The Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday, September 6th, and they'll host a game on Thanksgiving night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A new beginning for the Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Green Bay Phoenix made an unusual hire this week when they named Doug Gottlieb their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he'll continue his daily national radio sports talk show while coaching the team. UWGB athletic director Josh Moon.
Again, he's won in everything he's done. You know, building a media career and then balancing that with how much exposure this university's got in the last day. It says a lot. So he's going to have to figure that balance out. So, and then what is he going to stop doing? That's his challenge, but you know, we believe he can figure it out.
Baseball, the Brewers face the Astros in Houston tonight. Pat Murphy asked how Joey Ortiz, nicknamed Tito, is doing at third base.
Yeah, I feel like Tito's taking that step, you know, to being an everyday player. Yeah, I really do. You know, when he swings at a breaking ball in the dirt, I want to tase him. You know, I don't know if that's legal, but...
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Crude and Dom.
Crude and Rich are doing it live this Friday, a special Barron Trump graduation edition. Call in with your grievances, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees from a hive. State Street, State Street.
Yeah.
I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
Yeah. And a guy in underwear.
Guy in underwear.
Yeah.
State Street.
Why did that happen?
That great street.
That's where our radio station is, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know, and is that guy in underwear out there?
There he is. There.
Matt Radio 92.7 WMDX, right on State Street. And we welcome into the studios the rock and roll dentist, Chris Kammer.
Woo-woo. Right. Hey.
You finally made it in here.
Well, you didn't have a dentistry day, so I'm here on music day.
Okay.
I snuck in. Like that.
Well, we could make up a dentistry day if we wanted to.
If you do, I'm with. I'll
no
be
one
there.
Would. No one would know.
No one would know, and hopefully, maybe care.
You've teamed up with Art Paul Schlosser
many years ago, right?
A street musician here in Madison,
legendary. Legend on State Street.
Right.
Yeah.
How cool is Madison?
And now I ran into him a couple of weeks ago.
It's a Schlosser Kammer project.
Well, you remember the Alan Parsons project.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Very similar
the
to
second
that, by
most
the way.
Popular project band.
Yeah.
There might be another one or two.
Yeah.
Is the Schlosser Kammer project.
Exactly.
Okay. And we're on Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff.
How long have you guys been a team? Playing music.
I met Art Paul, of course, on State Street.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
When I was shooting a TV show called Hot Tonight.
Yeah,
which
was
a music kind of local fun thing.
Sure.
And he was singing My Cat Was Taking a Bath. And I thought, and I'd never met him before, because I went to college in Milwaukee after UW-Madison. But so this was kind of my first exposure after being back in town. And I said, that is, wow, I like that.
Yeah.
And then I got to know him, and we started hanging out. And then he invited me to go to the Dells once. To do one of his shows. He knew I did some dental stuff with the Rockin' Dentist and sang some songs, and he invited me. And next thing we know, he said, "Hey, let's write some songs." I really wanted to write songs with him. I've always wanted to be more of a rock and roll. Then that's what I thought, a step in that direction would be, well, team up with Art and write a few songs. So we wrote 12 songs.
Yeah.
And they're all on
is State Street one of them?
State Street is one of them. And now
Zero
it's
to Hero?
Zero to Hero has got the Madison Area Music Awards award.
We're gonna play a sample of that.
Cool, it was the Children's Song of the Year.
Excellent. Oh, that's what.
Yeah, we have an actual award.
All right.
So yeah, it's been so much fun hanging out and playing with Art Paul, and he's this great guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you had him on yet here?
We've not. I ran into him a couple of weeks ago at the
Farmer's
Market.
You,
yeah,
you
I know.
Must have him on.
We got to get him on.
I think he's been referring us to you.
Oh.
We've been going back and forth like 3 months now.
Him first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was some loose talk that we would come on together.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and I'm glad you brought props because
for
this
radio.
Is radio.
That's why we have you on
this
camera.
This is the
here.
Giant toothbrush. Part of
your act.
I've been on American Idol. 22 million people have seen this toothbrush. Yes. Can we see that? Yes. Oh, there we go.
You were on American Idol?
I was on American, part of the Rock and Dennis legend. Okay. The story, lore, whatever. And
was that like something that Alice Cooper left behind when he did the?
No, that's okay. You're acting like you just wanna, put it. I don't know where it's
concerts
been.
Concerts about dentistry.
All right.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that, because the Rockin' Dentist now has sort of shifted the whole nationwide rocking thing. You know, concert hall. Yeah. You know, that didn't quite happen. So what I'm doing now is going to little schools and performing in front of children.
Okay.
And
this scaring the daylight out of them.
I sing my song. Get out the brush. That's what I did on America. American Idol.
Yeah.
And
you got what is this device?
Well, then I demonstrate the water pick.
Oh.
So the water pick. Okay. Because kids, you know, I line them all up like teeth, and I stuff Kleenex in between them.
Wow.
And then I say now, and then I use the brush, and I get some of the Kleenex off with my giant toothbrush. Here it is on your live feed screen.
Okay.
Then I get I got a rope, and I floss them a little bit. But even with brushing and flossing, Gordy and John, you can't get all that debris.
No, you can't. What do you do?
So you need a water pick.
Okay.
This is the water pick. So this is a leaf blower.
A leaf
for all you watching on
turned
TV.
Turned into a water pick.
And when the kids are all lined up with Kleenex in between them, and I hit them with this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's great. That is great. They must love that.
All the Kleenex goes flying out. And so I never, only person in the world demonstrating the power of the water pick to school children.
Thank you for doing that.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Now, you have a song that we're going to perform. Are we going to do this now? Sam, are we prepared to do this?
Sam, how do you want to do this?
You got the background music recorded already here, right?
You can put it on any time, because we can talk over it a little bit. Then when I do this, I'll sing, and then there'll be an instrumental break. We can talk.
Right. You got it all planned out. Well, hit the music. What's the name of this song?
Well,
you remember the
very, very famous song by B.B. King.
Oh, sure.
You could probably even recognize it almost already.
That's right.
I know what it is.
The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone, right? Yeah, but when something as amazing as a dentist who is out there who is fixing cavities, healing teeth, with no drill, you got to take this song and turn it into From the Thrill Is Gone to The Drill Is Gone.
No kidding.
And that's what I'm doing, people.
All right, here we go. Here's Chris Kammer, rock and roll dentist.
Gather the children.
The Drill Is Gone.
Here we go. Are you ready? All right. Hey, the drill is gone, yeah. The drill is gone away. That's right, you heard what I said. I said, hey, drill is gone, baby. Yeah. Come on, Gordy. Drill is gone away. Because, listen to this. I refuse to harm your precious teeth. There's a better way to treat tooth decay. Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Work with me.
This is better.
The drill is gone. You got it. And you know what the people said? The people say they're glad to see it go. Goodbye, drill. Yeah. I said
the drill is gone,
baby. You know what I did with it? I'll tell you what I did with it. Yeah. I buried it out back 6 feet below. What? That's right. Yeah.
Really?
And you know what? Every dentist gonna get nervous. Oh, because it's all they got, you know. Because those damn things just got to go. They might ban me like Louie, because I just sang a bad word there. But I'm just saying, that's my... So, instrumental break, we can talk. But what do you think of that so far, John?
That was fantastic.
It's great.
You digging it? Yeah, I'm digging it.
You think we got a hit on our hands?
In your dentistry world, are you... You're not drilling
I've
anymore?
I've been practicing for... I'm in my fifth year of practicing shot-free, drill-free. No shots, no drills. When we can heal a bacterial disease of caries, tooth decay, with a medicine, why would you ever use a drill? Here we go. Bring it up. Here we go. The drill is gone. The drill is gone. Now guess what?
What?
So is that nasty shot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know that. Yeah, you know. Hey! Drill is gone, baby. And no more needles. Thanks a lot. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
That's the world you want to live in, baby. Now look at you. You're getting smart. Okay, big finish coming up. You ready, people?
Here we go.
Hey there, people. I got news for you. I've got the news you need to know. Oh, yeah. Come on, gather in.
What's the news?
I've got the news for you. I'm building it up a little bit here.
News.
And pretty soon the world will know. Look out your window. A brighter day will come tomorrow. When we demand, the drill must go. Bye-bye. So that's kind of it. Sounds a little something like that.
The drill is gone. That's great.
Get rid of that drill.
We are incredibly impressed.
People can't believe it that I'm doing dentistry for I'm in my fifth year.
Fifth year.
No drills, no shots. Like I said, tooth decay is a bacterial
disease.
How is
that even possible?
Well, Gordy, what if you had strep throat? What would your doctor do? Would you say, oh, you
strep
got a
throat?
You know, which is a bacterial disease. They're not going to cut your throat out.
No, right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, but when a dentist says you've got a bacterial disease called a cavity, what do?
They drill
up. They pick up the they bring up the drill and cut
that.
It out.
Yeah.
So for over 100 years, dentistry has been amputating tooth structure to solve the disease problem of tooth decay. I use medicine, a topical medicine. Mm-hmm. It's approved by the FDA is safe, recommended by the World Health Organization as being an essential medicine, also recommended by the American Pediatric Association, and the ADA recommends it be your first priority, meaning that that should be your first choice. The ADA also in their guidelines, look at me go, the ADA also in their guidelines says,
you need to come out of your shell
out of my shell a little bit. The ADA recommends to all dentists that patients be given an option. How many patients out there are getting the option of, well, we could heal your tooth decay, or we could cut it out with this drill, and I'll give you a little shot, and I would, all right, so that's kind of my story.
Okay.
And so I'm so excited to do what I do.
You're obviously into it. That's
I have
great.
A clinic now in Boscobel. I've been helping out at their
free medical. Yeah, you travel around. You have a few clinics.
I've been in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's so perfect for the babies. I've been to Bolivia.
Yeah.
We've done a study. My favorite story is the 7-year-old child with 26 areas of active decay.
Yeah.
And all we did was use this medicine.
Oh,
it's called SDF. Ask your dentist, hey, can you put some SDF on that? They'll know they better know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
And after 6 months, two visits with the SDF and a fluoride varnish, and all 26 areas of active decay halted, and all tooth pain on this 7-year-old child who came in with in pain with 26 areas of active decay, all no pain, all areas of decay halted. Now, when there's exciting news like that in dentistry, how can I not pivot from what I've done over my entire career into this model?
Well, doesn't pain mean that the tooth decay has gone a little bit too far
too deep.
Beyond
John, that is a great question. Did you go to dental school?
No, should have.
But you played somebody?
I did.
That's a great point. And sometimes, John, most of the time, no. Sensitive teeth, as decay is working its way towards that nerve to infect it, and then it's an irreversible condition, we can take tooth decay pain with this medicine and halt it. In fact, right now, this medicine has been okayed by the FDA to desensitize areas of tooth sensitivity and pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ADA has given it a classification, fast-tracking it to become the first drug ever to treat tooth decay.
Okay.
But right now it's off-label use, and it's called SDF. Ask your dentist, people, and when they go, what?
Well,
we're only down to a minute here.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I used all my time.
Actually, I know.
Chris has actually treated my two Gen Zers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brett and Cole.
Honor to help you with your family.
And by the way, we have a long history. We used to do an episode called Dental Cop.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get some of those
bring
episodes.
Those back.
Bring a Dental Cop episode back.
Well.
So thank you for having me on, guys.
Yeah,
it's been
this is a lot of fun.
We're glad to have you here. Come back again, Chris Kammer.
You mean I get to come back?
Well, we'll have a little meeting. We'll find out.
We'll take it to the board.
I think we should hold you over and play a couple of the other songs.
Can you stick around another minute?
Yes.
All right. Chris Kammer coming up. A little bit more.
Zero to hero. Zero to hero, baby.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's springtime in Wisconsin, and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's KOPKES greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
When you're a dentist and you see people all day long,
it's
like what whenever someone sees Alice Cooper, they must go, "We're not worthy," and he goes, "Okay, just stop," you know, because from the Woody's World or what was his Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
He was in that movie, and everybody was, "We're not worthy," because Alice Cooper. Anyway, so to every dentist, people will say, "Oh, have you seen the Marathon Man or Little Shop of Horrors? How do you like that dentist?" It's like, it's good. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to one of my favorite songs from Art Paul a little bit later. And that is Happy Birthday, the original.
Oh, he's got how many songs?
He's changed
Art
Paul
that
he's got a lot of songs. So many times. Hundreds but Happy Birthday. Do you know the Happy Birthday song?
Well, every birthday I get it sent to me, from my good buddy.
Where he does the British accent.
Yes.
I just can't get enough of that.
Okay. But what have we got here?
Let's get to State Street. Let's actually play State Street. It's a fantastic song.
What's the story?
Just a little lead-in on State Street. Art Paul and I, every holiday, we are ringing the bell for the Salvation Army on the corner of State Street, State and Lake down there. And so year after year, we're down there ringing the bell, and that's where Art kind of almost lives on State Street, because that's where he does his work. And I just have a passion. I love State Street. What did I say when I came here? I love this. Look at this. I can look out their window and see State Street.
Exactly.
I love State Street. If you know Madison, you know State Street. So has State Street ever had a love song written for it? Well, it was about time, and Art Paul and I got together and did that.
All right, let's hear it right now. State Street. Art Paul and Chris.
I almost want to break into song, but
you can sing along if you want.
Number one.
State Street, where dreams come alive, and everybody's buzzing like bees from the hive.
State Street.
Right out your window. State Street.
I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
And that's true, right?
Absolutely.
There's that guy in underwear.
State Street. That great street.
Oh, it's a great street.
That everyone can relate street.
We can relate to each other.
You and me, and the first joke is free.
Remember the first joke is free guy on State Street?
Yes. Be seen.
We're lifting him up. We're elevating you.
State Street. Where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees on a hive.
State Street.
Stay with me.
State Street.
All right.
I really want to go there.
Because John and Cordy are here.
Lots of happy people.
And a guy in underwear.
That guy in underwear.
State Street. No hate street.
No hate out there.
No.
Here people get along.
We hope so.
They sing and dance so happily. Like one big family.
Where?
On State Street. State Street.
It all happens on State
Where
Street.
Dreams come alive.
I got goosebumps.
Everybody's buzzing
like John and Cody.
Like bees from a hive. State Street.
State Street.
I really wanna go there. Lots of happy people.
And what else?
And the guy in his underwear.
State Street. Full Plate Street. I'd like to meet you there.
I want to meet people on State Street.
Nightlife or for dinner.
Food and nightlife.
You just say the time and where.
Yeah.
On State Street.
Okay.
State Street.
You get the
where
you get
dreams
come alive.
Everybody's buzzing. Okay. This should, why isn't this your theme song?
It should be.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting.
I want this to be the number one song on Civic Media.
Okay.
Well, we're going to work on that.
Mad Radio, let's get it together.
Okay.
Wow. All right, you know, we push coffee on this show all the time, and I would like to play the song where you say you hate coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, thank you. That's a good one.
What song is that?
Is it on Spotify?
No, it won't.
It's
all on Spotify. It's called We Don't Like Coffee.
We don't like coffee. We're going to disinvite you.
You know, but Art Paul, being the purist that he is,
right,
knows that now I do drink coffee, and he kind of doesn't want to perform the song anymore because it's a lie.
He's a purist.
I love that about him. He's such a super nice guy. But I say, well, it's kind of just for the other people. We sometimes have to represent the rest of the world that may not like, or not the rest of the world, but those who may not.
Well, I think it's got a great message about going into the cafes instead, because the cafes are just wonderful places to be.
It promotes the coffee shop, and it is a wonderful place.
Let's get to that.
Just enough time for this.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
We don't drink coffee, but we like the coffee house. Lots of real cool people in there where they just be hanging out. Sometimes there's music,
and there's real good food to eat.
Good food.
Yeah.
Smart things for people to read with thoughts that are deep.
Deep thoughts in a coffee house.
All right. This is
Art. Art Paul's got his own tuning on that.
Listen, let's get it. Coffee makes me shaky. Here, I do a little.
Makes me run off to the John.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
You know it makes me way, way, way too edgy when I get my caffeine on. That's why.
We don't like coffee, but we like the coffee house.
And we love John and Gordy's show.
Lots of real people.
Okay.
All right. You know, I got to say that
he
hasn't tuned his guitar in like 80 years.
Original strings.
You know, and you'll also know that if you listen hard enough, and who will, but State Street and that We Don't Like Coffee, you could almost jump into either song.
Pretty close.
Similarity.
Zero Hero, do we have time to play that out?
Can we play that out? I just got to say, I love the album cover. It's you and Art Paul taking a bite out of your guitar.
Okay. And thank you, Sam, for mentioning that. And you guys were struggling for the name of the album.
Yeah.
So you're going to love this name.
Okay.
First of all, it's the Schlosser Camera Project.
Right.
The name of the album is Our Thing May Not Be Your Thing. Is that a fair enough title?
No, I think that's really
perfect.
You play both sides.
Fits you
we
guys
give
perfectly
people permission to not be sure about it.
Yeah.
I'm putting it nicely.
I think that's
very kindly.
Very apt. So, yeah.
It's so fair.
You know, if people want to get more of you and Art Paul, are you on Facebook? What's the best place?
The Schlosser Camera Project has a page on Facebook.
Okay.
We, like I said, Art is on State Street all the
all
time.
Yeah.
He's a legend. Are on Spotify. Yeah. We're on iTunes. Okay. You can pick up the stuff, I guess. So yeah, it's out there. Art handles all that. He's my businessman for the Schlosser Camera Project. It all goes to Art. So don't even think I get a penny when you download one of those.
That's great.
And if people want to find out more about your revolutionary dental process, process.
It's great.
The song I sang, The Drill Is Gone,
Go
to thedrillisgone.com.
Okay.
That is the website. And next time you get diagnosed with a cavity and they're coming at you with the drill and the shot, consider that I'm opening up a new lane in dentistry.
You are.
And I'm healing teeth that is kind in a kind and humane way with medicine.
And you still have the nitrous oxide available, right?
Gordy, we have especially a large tank for you.
Okay, I thought you would. Hit that before you came in,
Gordy, well, some people might think. But Gordy, that last really large tank we had?
Yeah.
Well, you took it home.
Oh, well. I meant to get back on that.
All right. Well, Chris, it's really great having you in the studio.
This has been so fun. You guys are amazing.
Been
love your
rock
show.
Rock and roll dentist.
You. I'm your number one fan.
All right. Chris Cammer, thanks. Yeah, come back sometime, all right?
We've got
Rocker coming up.
Yep. Max Inc. Weekend preview.
Zero
right around the corner.
To hero. Zero to hero, baby.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Members of the Wisconsin Farmers Union want to take another look at how checkoff dollars are being invested. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Details on what they're looking for specifically on the way.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapran or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapran helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapran and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
Farm operations of all types across the state of Wisconsin commit some of their financial dollars towards research, education, and promotion. We call these checkoff dollars. They're invested through various commodity groups. And now the Wisconsin Farmers Union wants to take another look at how those dollars are invested. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says their membership's all over the board.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, kind of been in the works for a few years now. Our members certainly are, you know, really all over the board. We have members that sit on different advertising councils, you know, and certainly have strong opinions on both sides. And just looking at some of the things that have happened over the years, certainly the National Cattlemen's Beef Association particularly, you know, is really questionable about some of the dollars that they receive from checkoff. That is it really being used for appropriate uses?
Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. They'll gather together on Wednesday, May 22nd in Osseo to continue the conversation over evaluation of checkoff dollars invested by Wisconsin farms.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
And with the camping season ramping up, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding everybody, one firewood log can easily hide invasive insects as well as harmful fungal diseases. Their advice, leave uncertified firewood at home, buy local or through a certified firewood vendor. If you have moved firewood, burn all of it before you leave your campsite and don't take uncertified firewood home with you. That's a look at food news for a Friday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, you've heard about them, and they're coming to a neighborhood close to you. Zombie cicadas are on the way. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Here's this little frog, we hope you like it. We found it just singing along, saying ribbit.
Okay.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
This is a great British accent.
Just Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. That's Art Paul Schlosser.
Yes,
indeed. Happy birthday.
And we'll get to another song that, Rocker, you mentioned he got on Dr. Demento with. Another
Purple
song.
Bananas Purple on the bananas. Moon.
We'll play that a little bit later
on. Like, that's his number that's one it. Hit
that's
single.
His calling card. Yeah.
That did it.
Cool.
All right.
All right. Well, good to see you here, Rocker. What's happening in Max Inc. world?
Another weekend, another round of local music on Max Inc. Radio, yep. Saturday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Of course, interviews, local music, lots of laughs with Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr. And then Live in the Lair is at 9 p.m. with Carly Cooper this week. And Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts from 10 p.m. to midnight. And then we go right into Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Jimmy Kale, hold down the fort in the Mad mm-hmm. City. While me and Terry are up in Green Bay at the Whammy Awards, we're going to be presenting some awards and doing the red carpet. And we're going to call in during the show to give some updates, and especially if mm-hmm. Max Inc. Radio wins the award for best podcast. So we'll keep all you people posted.
Well, you guys work so hard on that. I can't imagine not winning that award.
You just won another award at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
First place. For our article.
Yeah.
And
excellent.
You know, we're going to be putting up those articles now, like nearly every week on every one of our performers. So if you go to the Civic Media page mm-hmm. right now mm-hmm. And look up, we just did a fabulous article on an artist that just appeared last week called Sarah. And she's from Puerto Rico. Amazing singer and mm-hmm. guitar player. Mm-hmm. Great okay. article up there right now. And you can see a video. We took some video and audio. Right. So that's right. really fun to go check out. Of course, finishing up Sunday night, Max mm-hmm. Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight. Yep. And then John's favorite show, Max Inc. Americana, 4 to 6 a.m. Yep. Sunday and Monday.
Love that show.
Early in the morning. Okay.
So I was talking about Whammy, and we're going to have Whammy VP Ron Books. He'll be on the show tomorrow night. It's the 42nd annual Whammy Awards, Wisconsin Area Music Industry Celebration. It's happening Sunday, May 19th at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. And Whammy recognizes members of the Wisconsin Area Music Industry across a variety of categories, including Album of the Year, New Artist of the Year, Best Male and Female Vocalist. And this year, Hall of Famers are going in. Garbage, Todd Speech Thomas, who was from Arrested Development, and the Fendermen. And so they'll be having them go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there for Wisconsin.
Are they back together? Did some of the members of the Fendermen get back together?
Well, I think this is just more like...
Oh, just an... Okay, just a recognition.
Giving them a Hall of Fame award.
Sure, right?
Yeah. They did the Mule Skinner Blues.
Well, it's great that Garbage is getting it. That's tremendous.
Garbage and them. Todd Speech Thomas, Arrested Development.
Yeah.
They were big.
Mm-hmm.
Performances, Fun with Adams, Howard Lukey, and Blued Max. The Supertramp tribute band that features Dave Adler from Steely Dane. Mm-hmm. And Madison's own pop stars, Secret Menu. So I thought we'd just kick this off.
Okay.
Let's hear some Secret Menu. They're going to be performing at the Whammies this Sunday.
All right.
I'm staring at the ceiling, it's 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again. Making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over. Ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Thinking about a memory before we fall back to when I was 18. Still had my 20s in sight.
Nice change up, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that drummer. Yeah. He is such an energetic, great guy.
Is that you?
No, no. Okay. He works out at the Rave in Milwaukee. He lives in Milwaukee. So he's got the studio. So he recorded their album. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember not too long ago, but they did a video where they recorded their band out on the ice on Lake Monona.
And
the whole video. If you go search on YouTube, Secret Menu, you'll find that. And the news, News 3 did a big story on it and stuff. Because, you know, people are driving by and they're looking. There's a whole band, all their equipment and everything out on the ice.
That's insane.
Good for them.
It was insane. Well, you know, that's what you got to do, right?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
You got to put yourself on the map.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hey, live in the lair, Carly Cooper. Carly Cooper, she came to Madison from Elkhorn, Wisconsin to attend the university. And Carly works for Sony Music Licensing, and her songs are, she writes them for movies, TV, and film. And she's a singer-songwriter for Sony, but she's also in a punk band called Girls Inside. So she really rips it out when she's with that band. Carly Cooper is performing live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio Saturday night at 9 p.m. And this is her latest, newest single. It's called Playboy. This is Carly Cooper.
All right.
He said, love is for the brave and not me. Don't know the last time I felt my heartbeat, but she made me feel again. And take another look at my sad pills. My brain is telling me I should refill, so I don't feel this kind of pain. And I'm looking down at my mark of Cain, always alone, caught up in these chains, cause I can't let you pass my gates. And she's a breath of fresh air, but I fill my lungs with anything that'll make me go numb, and I let her slip away. Cause I'm a playboy. Yeah, I'm a playboy.
Carly Cooper.
I like that.
Carly Cooper. It's written about... It's written about a guy. It's written from a guy's perspective, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's about a guy who becomes a player and then after a hard breakup and never finds love again. So
wow.
Sad story.
He's a playboy.
That's great. That's a very nice
song. Not the magazine. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, fine.
Okay. We have Madtown Manish Boys. I've talked to them about them before, and actually, I brought this up because I was gonna tell you that they have a show tonight at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, but it got canceled. So not tonight. But the Manish Boys, they are a Madison-based blues band who are steeped in Chicago-style blues, including artists like Muddy Waters, Junior Wells, Otis Spahn, Paul Butterfield, and Little Walter, and some of the guys own the Red Rooster over there on Seaforth. But no worries, you can catch the Madtown Manish Boys Thursday, May 23rd at the Cafe Coda on Willie Street. Mm-hmm. And so I brought out another tune from them from their 2017 Old Dog album. This is called Get Out of My Life, Woman. This is Madtown Manish Boys.
Get out of my eyes, teardrops. I got to see my way around.
Fun to listen to.
They're good.
I'm not a big fan of blues, but I can listen to this.
Well good.
I like this
because it's good stuff.
Yeah,
you know, not all blues is slow and, you know, sad. I mean, there's
sleepy and the same beat,
swing
over
blues
and over and over.
Jump blues, you know. Yeah, it's all kinds of blues.
Don't get me on the blues, okay?
Yeah,
I like this.
I'm
it's
stunned. Okay,
fun.
I'm stunned.
I know he is stunned.
Rocker
stunned, and
it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, well,
you didn't know know that, did you?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? Just to torture you, I'm going to stick with the blues.
Good.
The next artist we're going to talk about, Too Sick Charlie. He's a one-man band, uncompromising, no-nonsense root music, deeply influenced by...
The blues
of North Mississippi Hill Country.
Ouch.
He's got three-string cigar box guitars that he makes himself. Uh-huh. And he's pretty amazing. And he's got, you know, when I first saw him, he had a suitcase with a drum pedal, a bass drum pedal.
Oh, yeah,
so it's
I've
just
seen
him
that.
And
yeah, that's
the cigar
cool.
and the, yeah. the drum pedal. He was a physician for years, actually, and he decided to get out of medicine, quit making all those huge bucks, and become a solo blues artist. And he's won awards in international blues competitions, and he's playing Too Sick Charlie Wednesday, May 22nd at the Red Rooster. This is Too Sick Charlie, Nobody's Fault But Mine.
That's good. See, when you mm-hmm. do something interesting with the blues, then it's got my interest. Then I like it.
So you just don't like boring blues.
I don't like the boring blues.
Okay.
Whichever
you
one's
like the slow
the
blues.
Boring blues. Yeah. You're, okay. you're saying that facetiously, you know, but.
No. No.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I picked this one out for Gordy because I know he comes in from Baraboo. So I figured, you know, you're out in Baraboo for at least one more week. You can still see some good stuff.
Yep.
We're going to get into all the places about rocks today.
Okay.
So the Blacker Brothers Band.
Know them well. Yeah.
They are based in Baraboo. They were founded in 2012. They're a popular band with rock and pop to Midwestern soul, blues, and funk. Mm-hmm. And they're playing all the rocks in Baraboo right now. Saturday, May 18th, the Blacker Brothers Band are at Tumbled Rock Brewery and Kitchen up in mm-hmm. Baraboo.
Right.
And then Saturday, June 8th at 5 p.m., Balanced Rock Winery in Baraboo. What's all this? Like Balanced Rock, Tumbled Rock, it's either beer or wine.
Okay, so those are both named after rocks in Devil's Lake, in Devil's Lake State Park. You know, there's a lot of rock climbing that goes on there. And so those are both of the most famous rocks that are in Baraboo at the Devil's Lake. So that's
I haven't been to the brewery. Have you been to the brewery?
Yeah, both of these breweries, both of these one's a restaurant, the other one's a brewery. They're both right down the street from Devil's Lake.
Yes.
Right near each other and near Devil's Lake. So
wow, we got to get out.
And they both have excellent venues. I mean, the great stages and really sounds good at both
places. Is there
good
food? Good food.
Excellent food, yeah.
Which one? Tumbled Rock?
Tumbled Rock.
And the other's
really
a winery.
Great. The other's a winery and brewery. Yeah.
I love how
good
they
stuff.
I love how they pair the name of rock with booze.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Blacker Brothers.
Perfect. The Blacker Brothers Band.
Know them well. They run the Baraboo Music Store, by the way.
Oh.
They own the Baraboo Music Store, and they've done wonderful things there last two or three years since they took it over.
He raves about that music store.
It really is. It's one of the best stores around.
Check you got to love that. A little mom and pop store. There aren't many of those today in this world of, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they got a
guitars.
Big drum department upstairs there, too, so you should visit. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, let's hear the Blacker Brothers
let's
Band.
Let's hear them.
This is Get Some.
Okay.
You ain't the kind of woman I would take for granted, baby. Well, I make you my own when I take you home and give you everything you want. So why are you trying to deny it's what you want, baby? Oh yeah. Come on, let me in when I begin.
Blacker Brothers, great band. They've been together, 10, 12 years?
12 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Great band.
Good
Baraboo.
Stuff. All right. Well, now we've got more. We've got more music coming up, right?
We do.
All right. Can you stick around a few more minutes?
I sure can.
I thought you might say that. Okay. All right. We'll continue with Rocker and get more of the Max Inc. preview coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is about people coming to your door. They could be Jehovah's Witness soap salesmen, vacuum cleaner salesmen, or some guy that's selling you a piece of the planet Mars. You know, and what they're really doing is they're selling purple bananas on the moon, you know, and there really ain't purple bananas on the moon, but people say there are anyhow because they want to deceive you, you know. All deception, right. Satan's favorite game, and people act like Satan, you know, they imitate him.
So this was on Dr. Demento.
Yeah.
Purple bananas on the moon. Not quite sure, but they said it was true. I'd go there, find out for myself. I don't got the time or the wealth. Read a book about it too. They say books can lie to you. Purple bananas on the moon.
All right. Paul.
I forgot about the kazoo solo.
I think that's what Dr. Demento really liked. He loved the kazoo music.
Yeah, he did.
Art Paul Schlosser.
Wild stuff. Okay. All right. Let's get to Brewgrass.
Yeah, back to Max and
Fridays.
Yep. Yes. Brewgrass Fridays is back at the Lakefront Plaza at the Edgewater. Hmm. It features some of the nation's best bluegrass bands, along with a Friday night fish fry, and all concerts are free and open to the public. So it's a classic Wisconsin fish fry with traditional rye bread, fries, and coleslaw. That's what's getting me. Hmm. And that's at 5 o'clock, and then music starts at 6. It's right there on the lake. It's first come, first serve, and bands go from May 24th all the way through September 13th on Fridays. I thought some of the highlights that I saw this year for local bands, on May 31st, Soggy Prairie, we've heard them. The 21st of June, Charlie Parr. The 12th of July is Them Cooley Boys. July 19th, Wheelhouse. And August 2nd, Frank Martin Bush and the Names. Mark Croft is on August 16th, Madison County on the 30th of August, and then the Jimmies rounded up at the end of the year on September 13th.
Quite the lineup, yeah.
Yeah, and there's more bands, too. You know, you can go on the web and see that. These are just some of the local bands I thought I'd highlight today.
I've never been to the Lakefront Plaza.
Oh, really?
Is that on the level? Is that upper above the beach?
So, well, it's the Edgewater, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a dock and a pier and stuff like that. But this is really where the, there's an ice skating rink, right? So in the winter, there's an ice skating rink there. Yeah. And then in the summer, it's a patio. Right. And so they can put, you know, they put beer out there and drinks and bands and all kinds of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And Wheelhouse, like I said, they're playing on July 19th. And Frank Martin Bush in the Names, Frank Bush, he's been kind of doing that for a while. Wheelhouse has been kind of quiet, but they're coming out. Mm-hmm. And some of you might remember that great band, the Mighty Wheelhouse. They featured Frank Martin Bush on vocals, Nick Adamany on guitar, plus four-part harmonies, fiddle. And they even put out their own whiskey at one point. Wheelhouse's Brewgrass Fridays at the Edgewater, July 19th. And let's go ahead and play that song.
Okay. All right.
Hey, tell me, baby, now, what was your name? Got a real good feeling that you're feeling the same tonight. Sun has gone down, what you do for fun, and I want to stand free as a feather floating on the breeze. We gonna do anything we please tonight.
Good stuff. I've seen them up in the Dells a couple of years ago.
Oh, Wheelhouse. Yeah.
Yeah. They played at Showboat quite a lot.
Yes.
Excellent place.
Yeah, they played a lot, and then they took that kind of hiatus, so they're back, so people are getting really excited.
That sounds really, really good.
Excellent.
And it's a little bit of that Americana.
Americana, little bluegrassy.
That's it.
That's
what I like.
Okay.
I like that stuff.
Well, cool. Well, let's recap what the lineup is for Max Inc. For the weekend.
Max Inc. Radio, Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Interviews, local music, lots of laughs. We have Live in the Lair Saturday night at 9 p.m. with Carly Cooper. Mm-hmm. We'll also be talking to Vice President of Whammy, Ron Books, about the upcoming Whammy showcase this Sunday in the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. And we'll actually call in from there on Sunday and to Jimmy's show and Max Inc. Sunday.
Excellent.
Wow.
Oh, great. Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in, Rock.
Yeah.
Thank
Always
you, guys.
Good to see you.
Lots of fun.
Is your band playing anywhere this weekend, or you got it off?
Not this weekend, but we are going to be playing June 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar, coming up with a show with another band that hasn't been out in a while, Eddie 8 Dynamite. So that's going to be June 14th.
Eddie 8 Dynamite.
Eddie 8 Dynamite, yep.
Oh, we got
to
see
what
that.
What happened to Eddie? Is he all right?
Is Eddie going
to
be okay?
Well, maybe that's why he hasn't played in like 2 years. He's been recovering, you know. And then we're at the June 28th. We're at... or May 24th, I should say. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Brockfest.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Okay. 3 p.m. on the island stage.
You are busy all the time. I don't know how you do this. Yeah. How do you keep the whole weekend show going, and you're playing in the band? You're just going.
How do you keep that energy level up?
Yeah, we want to know. What's the secret?
We need it.
It's music.
Yeah.
You know, just a passion for music. I love it so much. And I think, you know, when you get in a band, you have to be that way, right? You got to haul equipment. If you're a drummer, you're hauling everybody else's equipment plus yours. So, you know, if you don't have energy, and look, let's face it, right? Yeah. Drummers run pretty much all bands. So, you know, everybody's out there. Whoa. No, but, you know, I think what I'm just saying is that, it takes passion. It takes energy when you get behind music. And, you know, what it does for people, it just makes you feel good.
You've done so much for statewide local music in this state. I'm just wondering how you managed to, you know, contain yourself with just a newspaper in the initial stages of Max Inc., right? I mean, it was just a paper. Did you do concerts at the time?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have done, we used to do this festival sometimes called Bomblastica, and that was every year on our anniversary, and then we do it on the half year as well. And I've always thrown just tons and tons. I've literally promoted hundreds of shows and put together hundreds of shows over the last 30 some years.
The Madison music scene thanks you, you know. They do.
I'm appreciative. I love it. I've loved this music scene since I came here, and the music scene is why I stayed here.
Well, great. Thanks for coming in, Rocker.
Thank you, guys.
See you
Appreciate
next Friday.
It.
Great having you.
That's going to do it for John and Gordy for today and for this week.
Could use a little more Americana music.
Okay. I noted.
Just a
Have a bit. Great day. Have All a great right. weekend. Stephanie Miller is next. So long.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer, director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.